Welcome to Talking Up Music Education, a podcast from the NAMM Foundation. The NAMM Foundation is working to assure that all children have the opportunity to learn and grow with music, and that music is part of daily living for everyone. Talking Up Music Education podcast shares news and stories about music education from teachers, students, parents, school, and community leaders who care about music education and are working to create more opportunities for music learning. And now, here's your host, Mary Lurson.
Hello, and welcome to Talking at Music Education, our final edition recorded live from Music for All Grand National Marching Band Competition in Indianapolis. Features a conversation with a music parent and three students who are members of award-winning bands that are featured here at the championships. We welcome Derek Greer, the Patrick John Hughes Parent Booster Award winner here at Music for All, and three music students, Noah Burgess from Blue Springs, Missouri, Jace Davidson from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Brian Boydston from Keller, Texas. Our guest moderator is NAMM member Tom Meyer from Meyer Music in Missouri.
Good afternoon. My name is Tom Meyer. I have been in the retail music business in the Kansas City, Missouri area since 1966, and I've been a member of the Blue Springs High School marching band program, and I've had two daughters that have gone through it. I'd like to thank the NAMM Foundation for asking me to be the guest hosting of the Talking Up Music here at Bands of America Grand Nationals in Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you to our participants for joining us today. Please subscribe to Talking Up Music Education in iTunes or visit namfoundation.org for more information. Derek, congratulations on receiving the Patrick John Hughes Parabooster Award. For those who don't know, the Patrick John Hughes Parabooster Award is an annual recognition of the extraordinary commitment, dedication, support, and sacrifice of music parents and boosters by presenting the award to an individual who exemplifies these qualities. The award is named in honor of Patrick John Hughes, the father of Patrick Henry Hughes, who tirelessly maneuvered his son's wheelchair through the formations with the other 220-plus members of the Cardinal Marching Band at the University of Louisville. Derek, tell us what you did specifically to support and sacrifices and for whom in the music program in your school, and what motivates you?
Well, we love being around teenagers. It's a critical time in their life, and I think it's the most important time in a person's life. The decisions they make when they're teenagers is going to direct them through the rest of their life. So we want to be a positive influence, you know, spending several hours, you know, up to 36 hours on a bus ride going to California with 50 band kids and just getting to know every one of them and becoming support for them. It's just a lot of coordination with other band dads and band moms to have all this equipment unloaded, all the props put together, and then get them ready to do a show. So I actually help drag the stuff on the field and hook up all the wires and stuff like that. And it's kind of a neat aspect of it because you're just as nervous as the kids are whenever they're going on, because you don't want to do anything to mess up their performance, you know. And then to just be on the field and hear it while you're on the field, it's overwhelming.
Well, I can certainly relate to that and the excitement. So tell us, your children have gone to Owosso High School in Owosso, Oklahoma. Is that correct?
Right. My oldest son, he was a mellophone player. And whenever he marched, he actually loved the regiment. You know, everything was planned out for him. He actually kind of liked knowing what to do, when, and all that. And that has kind of directed him into his future. And now he's in the Air Force, where he just likes structure. The marching band is so structured, it's kind of like military similar. And he loved it so much that he went into the Air Force. He actually was in the Air Force band. Now he's actually stationed in Alaska. And then my daughter, my oldest daughter, Natalie, she couldn't even clap her hands to keep time whenever she was first starting out, you know, and she didn't know how to dance, not musically inclined at all, but she worked so hard. She was always all-stater, you know, all-region. Now she's at Oklahoma State. She's a senior, and she's a music ed major. So it has directed the path of her life also, and she's very successful at it. And my youngest daughter, Noelle, she's a sophomore, and she has special needs. The band is one of her classes that's actually a normal class. Her other classes are special needs classes, but this is the one class where she's in with normal kids and gets to do normal kid things, you know, and it's just been great for her. She's made friends, and she gets to be a part of something bigger.
So as a parent, you've been involved how many total years at this point?
10.
10, and you've got two more for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, I kind of like to stay with it. It's so important to keep the program going, and, you know, you talked about funding and all that stuff for music. I mean, it's real easy in Owosso to get something passed, a bond issue for music, because we have a successful band program, and it's successful because all of the volunteers that volunteered to do all this work behind the scenes to make it happen, and the community is behind the band, and they'll vote for any bond election to help pay for stuff or new equipment or new, you know, bandstands and all that. And then, you know, directors, they always dream up some weird contraption they want you to design. So I'm a structural engineer, so I'll model stuff up and build it for them. And I try to support the program to keep it going, and I don't want there to be any reason for the kids to not be able to perform at their best. So I want to build the props they need, the equipment they need, and just be there for them.
Well, I know in our local high school, I mean, we have a joke every year, it's no props. No props next year. And so far, it has continued to grow and grow and grow, where now there's a whole second semi-trailer just for the props. And so I applaud you. I know that those programs need the type of leadership that you and your wife have provided. It is so critical to the band directors to have that, and other parents that get involved. And congratulations on the award. Congratulations on the acknowledgement. Truly, they could not have done it without you. And I know there's more than just you involved, but it takes that type of dedication and leadership.
Talking Up Music Education was recorded live from Music for All Bands of America Grand Nationals Championship at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana.
We also have with us today three drum majors from programs that are competing here at Bands of America Grand Nationals. I'd like to welcome Noah Burgess from Blue Springs High School in Blue Springs, Missouri. We have Jace Davison from Broken Arrow High School in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And we have Brian Boydston from Keller High School in Keller, Texas. So we'll start with you, Noah. How has your bus ride? Again, being from Blue Springs, I don't have a student in the band anymore, but my understanding was the call time was 3:30 a.m. with a 4:30 a.m. pullout yesterday morning. So you got a lot of rest, I assume.
Yeah, that's correct. The getting up early part, that's just a part of the process for us at this point. We're just excited to be here. And the whole experience, that's just Grand Nationals, it starts with that bus ride. So really the whole part of it, it's just all exciting for us. So we're just happy to be here.
So you are here in Grand Nationals. Tell us a little bit about not only your experience in marching band over the last 4 years, but your overall music education experience.
Right. The last 4 years have been really amazing, especially coming from Blue Springs. It's a really incredible program. Like you said, I'm the drum major, head drum major at Blue Springs, but I also play saxophone and, you know, wind symphony and jazz band. And that's a huge part of our band experience as well, is just the collectiveness of all of our band programs and the strength that we have. But it's also the process that you have to go through to get to it. What we always say at our high school is, especially during marching season, you have to fall in love with the process of what it takes to play on a stage like Grand Nationals. And that's really huge for us. So when you get to a level like Grand Nationals, you have the preparation, you've gone through all the steps, and you finally get to get here and you see the emotion that goes into a performance. That's what's really big about, I think, music education. That's one of the biggest things that it's done for me. It's just given me that experience to know what it's like and how music impacts people. And to see it at such a large scale, like Grand Nationals, it's really remarkable.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you for making the journey, and thank you for finishing the race, because as a band parent that I've had two daughters that have gone through the program, I know that it's not easy. And so, speaking of not easy, Jace, you guys are probably had a long haul from Tulsa as well, and are going this evening for your prelims, and then hoping to go two more times tomorrow. Tell us about the process at Broken Arrow High School in Oklahoma.
We've started working on this program since May, I believe, is when we started, and it's just constantly getting better. And one thing at Broken Arrow is we're always changing, you know. We have a show design at the beginning, and it can be completely different in places at the very end, and we're even making changes as we are still going in Indianapolis, you know. And I think that's what really keeps people on their feet. It doesn't get monotonous, because there's always something new, and there's always something new that you can even find in the show or with your friends that makes you keep going and reignites the drive that you have. And yeah, you're correct. We left at midnight last night. And like Noah had said, even though the drive is long, it's still a part of the experience you get. And everyone's still excited to, you know, get on the bus. We're on the way to Indianapolis. You know, this is what we've been working for. The bus ride's long, don't get me wrong, but you don't really think about it. You've got your mind on the end goal.
What is your main instrument?
I actually play the saxophone. I started saxophone in sixth grade, and I have kept going, and now I'm in my senior year.
Are you involved in some of the other groups at Broken Arrow High School?
Yeah, definitely. Not just marching band. Just like Noah said, I play saxophone in the wind ensemble. I play saxophone in the jazz band, and not just one type of saxophone, you know. In wind ensemble, I play the baritone saxophone, where in jazz band, I play the alto saxophone, and that's kind of given me a different edge to go along with my music career, because I've played multiple things.
Well, thank you very much for being here with us, and good luck tonight and good luck tomorrow. I know that that you guys have taken home the Eagle a couple of times before, and so, you know, you're trying to live up to those that came before you and give it your best shot. Brian Boydston is joining us from Keller High School in Keller, Texas, and this is your guys' first trip to Indianapolis for Grand Nationals. Is that correct?
Sir.
And what do you think of this so far?
It's absolutely amazing. It's definitely one of my favorite experiences that I've ever had. Getting to be here with such similar minds to my own, the best musicians, the best educators in the country, is just mind-blowing.
What grade are you in, and what is your major instrument?
I'm a senior, and I play the trumpet.
Okay. So are you the drum major or one of the drum majors?
I am not. I'm the captain of the brass. I just oversee the brass section leaders and organization type of thing.
What other groups are you involved in at Keller High School?
I am in our jazz band. I play lead trumpet in the jazz band, and I play trumpet in the wind ensemble as well.
So tell us about your music education, and starting as a beginner in fifth or sixth grade, and sticking with it now all of the way through senior.
I started in sixth grade, like you said. I decided to pick trumpet when my current private lesson teacher decided to rank me 4 out of 5 on trumpet, because we tried all the instruments in sixth grade, and I got a 5 on everything except for the trumpet. So he gave me a 4, and I decided I'm not going to deal with that. So I picked trumpet to show him that I could do it. I could get to the 5. And he's my current private lesson teacher, and he has helped me the entire way. He's definitely one of the biggest inspirations in my music career. And he's almost like a second father figure to me. So he helps me a lot. Throughout 7th and 8th grade, I really wasn't into it that much, and he was trying to help me along, but I just wasn't getting it. And before freshman year, I actually dropped out of band. I didn't sign up for it for my freshman year, and then my parents were like, "Do you really want to do this?" And I was like, "Yes, of course." And then my brother had a conversation with me and told me, "Listen, I went through band. I had all of my favorite memories. All of my best friends were in band. This is what you need to do." So I listened to him, and he did not do me a disservice, because all of the best memories, all of my best friends are all in band.
That is fantastic, and I think that really sums up music education, the journey that all three of you have taken to get here. And Derek and I can speak to the point of the countless hours and the early call times and all of those things that have gone into that. But it's also part of the memories that you will make and the discipline and things that you will need going forward in life. So thank you guys for being here. Thank you to my guests for stepping away from the action on the field to talk with me about the benefits of a well-supported music education program. Please remember to subscribe to Talking Up Music Education, available in iTunes. And if you like what you hear, please share with your friends, family, and your social network. Make sure to also visit namfoundation.org to sign up to receive the monthly newsletter, which comes out at the end of every month. I'm Tom Meyer, sitting in for Mary Lurson, and this has been Talking Up Music Education, recorded live from the Bands of America Music for All Grand Nationals in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hello, it's Mary Lurson again. Special thanks to Tom Meyer for hosting this edition of Talking Up Music Education, and to our special guests, music booster parent Derek Greer, and music students Noah, Jace, and Brian. It is always great to hear directly from students about their experiences in music and how it is affecting their lives. Thanks to all who have so generously contributed to our podcast and our hosts here at Music for All Bands of America Grand National Marching Band Championships. Congratulations to all the students and music teachers participating here who are setting a great example of how great music education can be for students, schools, and communities. Please stay up to date with news from the NAM Foundation at www.namfoundation.org. Be sure you subscribe and share our podcast, Talking Up Music Education. Thank you for being with us. Bye-bye.
Talking Up Music Education is a podcast created by the NAM Foundation. To learn more about how you can support music education in your community or how you can be part of the work of the NAM Foundation, visit our website, www.namfoundation.org, or join us on Facebook at facebook.com/NAM Foundation. You can also follow Mary on Twitter at Mary LNAMM.